It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I recently spent a beautiful summer afternoon chasing a flock of common mergansers around a mountainous island in western Montana. I say chasing because in my efforts to observe them unseen as they paddled along the water's edge, their deceptively leisurely pace had me scrambling breathlessly over lichen-covered boulders, tangled deadfalls, and crumbling rock ledges. Despite my stealthy exertions, however, I never doubted for an instant that the mergansers were aware of my presence. I first spotted the flock of 11 females sleeping peacefully on a weathered snag which jutted out into the sparkling cool bay. As they dozed like so many bumps on a log, I crept slowly, slowly, crouching behind boulders and lodgepole pines, hoping for a closer look at the beautiful birds. At last, I slid on my belly along a snag perhaps 50 feet from their roost and gently poked my head over the matted root ball, only to find 11 pairs of eyes blinking my way. Chattering softly, they slid into the water, and I was left behind to watch and wonder as they began to dive. Ungainly and slow on land, Mergus merganser is grace itself in water. Slung low in the water like a loon, with sleekly streamlined bodies and long, spiky bills armed with serrated saw-like teeth, the common merganser is a born fisherman. Inhabiting freshwater lakes, rivers, and seashores from China to California and Iceland to India, mergansers feed mostly on small fish, but will also eat aquatic insects, fish eggs, frogs, tadpoles, newts, and some aquatic plants. Usually sticking to shallow waters where prey can be easily spotted, common mergansers are capable of swimming long distances underwater, often remaining submerged for a minute or more. I watched with joy as my flock of females, their crested burnt orange heads contrasting sharply with their sleek steel-gray bodies, paddled about with their heads underwater, searching the clear depths for fodder, then abruptly performed perfect swan dives, only to pop up like corks some 100 feet from where I saw them disappear. Common mergansers, or goosanders as they're also known, are a very social species. Multiple females have even been known to nest in the same hole in a tree. I observed this cooperative instinct as I followed the females around the island. When the flock happened upon a school of fish and dove chaotically in all directions, they always kept one another in check and would regroup upon coming up to breathe before diving again. Also, one female would always stay afloat while the rest of the flock fished, keeping an eye out for danger from above. Water being their natural element, mergansers are often wary of trouble from land and sky. I noted this with frustration as I scrambled in vain for a good observation post that cloudless day. The moment the mergansers sensed my presence, they were off again into the water, always just ahead. Yet I watched in disbelief as they calmly rode the wake of a wave runner loaded with shouting kids, or swam nonchalantly along a puttering tour boat blaring pop tunes. Why, if they weren't frightened of these raucous contraptions, were they concerned with a solitary girl on shore with a notebook? The answer is that while fledgling mergansers face a world of predators such as raccoons, tree-climbing snakes, snapping turtles, large fish, and birds of prey, the adults have few enemies. They seldom venture more than a yard or two ashore to ensure a fast getaway from any threat in that direction. They keep an eye on the sky for large raptors and don't concern themselves with waterborne hazards, safe in the knowledge that they can always, ever so gracefully, dive. This field note was written by Christy Johnson. I'm Allison DeYoung for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.